Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So, on today's show, we will be discussing Children, the Builders of Our Nation, with Ladia Muhammad. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-PennStation. Again, that's the new station name, 109-9 Penn Station. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. You can also follow me on Twitter. That's at TayQueen, TAEQUEEN. And, you know, we can take it from there. Our monthly yoga pose, I do believe, is a back bend. And pretty much it has great properties, great benefits, stimulates the digestive system, can actually help to alleviate depression, opens up thighs and hips, open up and strengthens the legs, gets circulation flowing. So definitely check out that monthly yoga pose at conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, and we can definitely get it popping over there. So if you have any questions about that, definitely comment, definitely do so on the fan, either on the blog or the fan page. All right, so without further ado, we're going to get right into the topic because this is a great topic. I'm going to bring the sister on. Lydia, are you on the line?
I'm here. Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can all hear you.
Great, great. Is it clear? Because I know sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Well, thank you so much. I'm really excited. I thought I was going to be able to take a nap, you know, from coming from the other job and coming home, but I was too excited to do that. So definitely want to get started. I know people have a lot of questions, you know, and because I teach at different sites with prenatal, with mothers that are pregnant, and what I'm hearing everywhere and been hearing for a long time is people really don't know what to do as a parent. They don't know what to do with the children, you know, and it's a lot of concerns out there. And I'm always hearing, oh, well, you know, they never wrote a book, you know, on how to raise a child. And there are some books out there, but I tend to look at children as individuals and parents as individuals based on their vibrations. So the approach that I have is working through the numbers. It's a holistic approach because through the numbers you can also understand which foods to give our children, what kind of activities to for our children based on who they are, and also helps us to understand what kind of parents we would be, you know, based on and how to interact with each individual child, how to interact with us as parents. We really are having families, but we don't know each other, and I think that's the biggest issue. We don't know. Going in, you know, a lot of us are in relationships and we perhaps did not plan to have children, but now here they are. Or we said, well, whatever happens, happens. That's not planning either, you know, and that's not being purposeful. We need to really be more purposeful in dealing with raising our families and having vision so that we can have strong families and that our children know what it is we stand for and our children know and are, how you say, in agreement. Because when you decide between yourself, well, first of all, between yourself, because you need to know what your gifts and your talents are and what you want out of life. And then when you choose a partner, it's important to choose a partner that can support the ideas that you have, you can support the ideas that they have, and then come together with your vision, then decide about the child or the children you want to have and have your vision set so that when they come into this family, when you're conceiving a child, you're making an agreement with another being that wants to do what you're doing. Because we're just, you know, we're having children, we're watching all kind of negative things on the television, all kind of murder mystery movies, and we're going to death. There's people dying all the time, you know, our friends or whatever. And we're pregnant, and the elders used to say, don't go to funerals. The elders used to say, don't be around people that are playing with death. And, you know, and it was a time when a woman was pregnant, she was sheltered away from all the negativity in the world at the time. So we really need to know how to sacredly honor birthing and, you know, the whole pregnancy or gestational period, and really go back to school in a way that helps us to understand who we are, what are we giving to the community, and how are we going to really affect change in this whole universal order of things, you know?
Definitely.
So I'm just totally excited, and I don't, you know, I could talk on and on and on. So Queen, I want you to interject whenever.
Okay.
And so don't just let me ramble. Okay.
Of course. Well, for our listeners who are just tuning in, or for our listeners who just don't know, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do, what you specialize in.
All right. Well, I'm Lydia Mena Muhammad. What I do is teach holistic pre-birth parenting and also techniques for natural childbirth. And I'm a numerologist, or numerologist, I should say, and aromatherapist. I also do massage therapy. I'm an artist. I illustrated the children's page for The Final Call for like 10 years, 2001 from 1991, dedicated to the children. I'm an artist, and I use my artwork to teach peaceful messages and also empowerment for families, children. I'm an HIV and, substance abuse prevention educator. I said illustrator. I'm a photographer, freelance photographer. I mean, I'm a three, so I do a lot of different things, but my passion has always been to be the elder woman that reaches out to the younger women to teach them about mothering and to love being a mother, to absolutely love mothering. So I think I answered your question, yeah?
Yeah, very, very well.
Yeah.
And, so our topic is children, the builders of our nation, but it's really dealing with holistic parenting. So what is holistic parenting?
Holistic parenting is really not looking at one area of parenting. It's really taking the child and nurturing that child mentally and spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Those are the main four components to nurture a child and helping them to grow into themselves. So we look at mentally, you know, before we even have the child, we should be thinking about what kind of child we want to give birth to. When I was 14 was when I decided that I wanted to have children, that I wanted to be married, and that I wanted, you know, for my family to change the world. And I knew that it was through families. Intuitively, I knew this. And so since I was 14, I was thinking about the type of children that I wanted to produce. I didn't have the techniques at the time that I have now. And that came with listening to How to Give Birth to a God by Minister Farrakhan, who put that out in 1987. And that just really put the whole spiritual spin to my midwifery, or my, how you say, my doula and childbirth education practice that I was doing. It was the key component that I needed. And I started studying that, you know, so that midwifery, so that I could teach other women. And the way that I come at midwifery is not from the midwife's perspective, although that's a very honorable perspective. Mine is from the place of a mother. You know, how do I want to have birth? How would I want to give life to my children and be in an empowered position? So, in fact, while I was taking a class and became an apprentice, I ended up getting pregnant with my son. So look at the mental components, and then I said spiritual, right? So spirituality in regards to, I look at it as like, who is this being coming through? Are we honoring the agreement? You know, we talk about contractions. There's a contract between us and the children coming through that we're giving birth to. They chose us for a reason, and we chose them, and hopefully we chose them consciously, not saying, oh, I'm just going to have a baby, and whatever God wants me to have or whatever the child wants to be, that's it. No, as a parent, mother and father, we should have a clear idea of what kind of child we want to bring into this dimension, because that child will pick up on that energy, and that's who we will get. If we just leave it out there for anything or anyone, you know, the TV will teach your child what it wants it to be. And we know there's a lot of destructive energy through the television or through the media. The other thing I said was mentally, spiritually, emotionally. We have to really check our emotions when we're producing children because our emotions can get so disharmonious that we're putting that into the child. So we have to have a harmonious, emotionally balanced environment for our children to come in. That means don't be arguing with your partner. And this is especially during a pregnancy because whatever the mother feels, the baby feels that too.
Yep.
Whatever emotion the mother has, the baby takes it personally. And I've heard Sustava Muhammad say that it's like inviting them in on a red carpet into the world, and then all of a sudden they feel so bad because they feel like you're talking about them. When you're mad at your mother, when you're mad at your partner, your husband, when you're mad, then that child feels that and it takes it personally. So we really have to control our emotions. You know, Dr. Jewel Pookrum also talks about that. If we're going to be, you know, really, really sad during our pregnancy because whatever the circumstances are, then we produce children that are sad. We produce children that have this low self-esteem. So we got to check that. Physically, I can't say enough about how we eat. We're eating horribly. And for many of us, we don't even know it that it's that bad. You know, we don't. Many of the clients that I deal with don't know about the GMO, genetically modified organisms. We don't know about the gene splicing. We don't even understand that what we're putting in our carts is not real food. You know, it's processed and most of the realness is gone. You know, you check it. And, you know, I teach them how also to check the ingredients that they're purchasing because we want to put the best building blocks in our body. When we're having our children, we don't want to use, like, you know, if you're building a house, weak, how you say, clay or something, or wood that's rotten. We want to use the best products out there because we're building a body. And we have to also look at epigenetics, you know, what we're doing and how we're eating, how we're exercising or not exercising is affecting the future generation, whether or not they're going to be strong or not, whether they're going to have all these different diseases or not. You know, it's from what mother eats, what mother thinks, how her environment is. And fathers have a very important part to play in this. I'm not just on the mothers, and that's why we have a Facebook page called When You Teach a Woman, You Teach a Nation. It's about helping the mothers, but it's about also the fathers understanding how they can support the mothers and also share their vision to have a child. And it's for the relatives, because when I have students in my class and I'm teaching them about how they're supposed to be during a pregnancy, how what they're supposed to eat, what kind of thoughts and reading they're supposed to do. And then they go back home. Well, if the husband hasn't understood, you know, she may go for a day or two without eating because oftentimes somebody got in their head that a pregnant woman doesn't have to eat more than one or two meals a day. Well, a pregnant woman has to eat. You know, it's important that she understands and that her partner understands that she needs nourishment. They're organs and body parts and things that are being formed from what she's eating. You know, the baby's health is formed from how she eats. So if she's iron deficient, the baby's going to be lacking in nutrients. If she doesn't have her B9, you know, she may not have an appetite. She has a baby inside, but she doesn't have an appetite. She has to understand nutrition and how to eat properly so that she doesn't produce a child that has missing parts or deficient parts, you know. And for the mothers, you know, we have a lot of teen mothers, and oftentimes they're condemned. They're looked at in a negative way. So I want whatever family that they're in, those mothers or those aunties or those, you know, cousins, whatever the women that are around her, to understand how to nurture her. So I've opened up our Facebook page, and I say ours because it's not just me. I, you know, designed it and opened it up, and then I sought out other women who I've known for years that have certain expertise because I may have worked with them maybe 15, 20 years ago. I've met some women on Facebook who have their own groups and that they were doing things with their women but in a different way. You know, I open it up to no matter what kind of, how you say, no matter what you do in your life, as long as you have a love for family and a love for children and a special love for mothers, then the group is open because I want people to learn and to understand this and to understand themselves. So some of us, you know, in California, some of us in Atlanta, some of us are in Canada, you know, and you know, how you say, Arizona, so Ohio. So we're women who have come together to really form a circle for other women Because some of us may not have a circle of women where we are, but we know that we're using the social media to help uplift us, to help empower us, so we can also help uplift other women, because there's so much that's not taken into consideration. On our page, we also have information about vaccines, about the laws regarding vaccines. We have information about breastfeeding, nutrition, you know, vitamins, minerals, you know, what happens during each stage of pregnancy. We have information on there that, you know, someone is having some challenges, they can look on our page and we'll offer, you know, we'll comment on whatever it is that we know that may help them. We are not doctors, you know, we're not any of those kind of things. Some of us have midwifery background, some of us have doula background, or some of us have just been very successful in how we've had our children, and we are able to share whether it's a natural birth, you know, a hospital birth, unassisted birth. We cover birthing and love for women, and we just want to reach out to other women, and that's why we have the page, When You Teach a Woman, You Teach a Nation.
Definitely.
Hey, you still there?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a great resource. So if anybody's on Facebook and they want to check that out, they can definitely do so. And the link to that is on the Conversations with the Queen blog page. So now that we know what the foundation is for birthing our children and how we should model ourselves during the gestation process, how do we get to know our children once they're here?
Okay, that's a very good question. I want the mothers and the fathers to really talk really sincerely with each other and decide what kind of child they want to have, what kind of vision, what do they want to do in the world. And then through that idea, through having sex, and not cursing during sex, the sexual act, but actually giving praises to the Most High, no matter what your religion is, because I'm not focused on religion on this page, focus on spirituality and universality, but not so much religion. I want them to really understand that every act that they do should be a spiritual nature, especially when it comes to conceiving a child and producing a child. So when you know what you want to do together as a couple, and then you choose to manifest that in reality through a child, you already know who your child is before it gets here, because you put in all those things. I experienced through, like, okay, the mother is an artist, and through her mind, she can create the type of child, even how it looks, because whatever she focuses on, that's what's gonna be in the child. You know, she can look at herself and her partner and say, well, I like this about him, I like this about me, so I want my child to have this part of that. You know, even down to complexion and color and all that, when the mother focuses, she's creating what she wants. Now, what ideas do you want that child to have? What purpose do you want the child to have in building better communities, building a nation that's strong, that's supportive, that's, you know, respectful and tolerant, all the things that most of us say we don't see anymore? It's because we're not thinking about those things. You know, we're thinking about what the news is saying to us, and we're thinking about, you know, the argument we may have had with a girlfriend or a family member or someone else out there, but we're not really thinking about the higher ideas that we can put into a child, because it's all about how mother thinks, and it's all about the father supporting her, you know, after they've talked and they've shared, and now he has to support her so that he keeps her calm and not depend on her, because when she's creating a baby, that's a job. That's a serious job. And for many, they're still working because they have to. But when we plan and we say, look, you know, between the two of us, we want to produce a child, so, you know, maybe take off, you know, and get yourself together so that your womb is strong, and so that you can have this child without having to worry by going to a job every day, and learn who you are so that you can produce a job for yourself at home. And that's what I really stress amongst the women. Learn your gifts and your talents, so when you're at home having a child, you're not at home just doing nothing. Having a child and taking care of a child is so important, but at the same time, many of the women today are not used to being home, so they don't know how to put books in their homes that's going to keep them interested, or, you know, start making jewelry, or how you say, studying themselves. You know, if they're a businesswoman, start getting clientele together. Know what it is that you want to, what kind of products you want to have, what kind of thing that you can do from your home and still raise your children, because this is what I did. So this is what I teach, because I know that we get bored if we don't have things in our homes to keep us busy, keep our children busy. And then when your child comes, that child will come based on the vein or the thoughts that you had. So, and we look at the days. I always tell women, get a book that tells you if your child is born in such and such a day, what kind of nature will that child have? I use mathematics. So I look at, if a child is born on the 5th, that's a 5 child. That inner child is a 5. So this is going to be a very active child. This child is going to want to learn things fast. This child, as soon as that door opens, this want to get out. This child, if it's crying and it's only like 2 weeks old, that's because you got to pick this child up and go to another room. It's bored in that room. You know, we learn very quickly. If we're an 11 or a 2 child, we're very sensitive to our environment. And if the mother or the father looks at the literature on that nature, that child, they don't understand, you can't let this anybody hold this child. This child is too sensitive to that. They pick up other people's energy, and they're uncomfortable, and that's why they're crying every time Aunt So-and-so wants to pinch their cheeks. They don't like Aunt So-and-so's energy. She probably, before she came to the house, fought with somebody, and she's bringing that energy. I've had women that have had children that have very challenging. See, what oftentimes we want to say is the children. It's not the children. It's the home environment. And when my son, who does oral readings, looked at the child, and when I did the numbers of the child, I'm like, something's going on in your home. Because this child is very sensitive. It's a very brilliant child, and the child was only like maybe 2 or 3 years old. I said, but there's some disharmony going on in your household. And then they had to admit they had people coming in and out of their homes, you know, who were not in accord with the same vibration that they were. So we got to stop blaming the children. I have children or young men that were in the detention center, and they were some of the, they said, the worst children, but they were very respectful to me because, number one, I honor them. I look at them. I'm like, okay, were you a god? You know, you're a king. You're not a nigga. You know, like y'all calling each other niggas. That's not who you are. You know, and I don't mean niggas or, you know, like in our ancient term, I mean like straight up nigger, what they call each other. But I said, you're gods and kings. Now let's look at why you're so angry. Let's explore. And I have them look at what happened to them in their childhood. And then I have them go back even further. What was going on with your mother? How was she feeling? What do you know about that? You know? Mm-hmm. And when they start studying themselves, most of the stuff that's wrong with them is not them. It's the environment they came into. Yeah. It's the sadness of their mothers. And I even showed them videos of birth. I showed the students, male students, actual videos of babies coming out the womb naturally. Mm-hmm. And everyone said, well, why would you do that? Because we need to know how we get here. We need to know the connection between ourselves and the realm that we came from. You know, what is this gateway that we came through? And how are we affected emotionally? So we can shake it off. The elders used to say, shake it off. Our children need to shake a lot of our stuff off.
Yes.
And this is why we're having problems with children. It's not the children. It's the parents that don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And I can personally attest to that because I actually, for about 3 months, I volunteered teaching children at a nurturing program that was developed by actually a woman who we had on the show, Louise Powell, who she actually developed the first African-American centered nurturing and parenting program in Massachusetts. And I was volunteering my services to take time and teach the children. And when I was with the children, I made sure that they were engaged. I made sure that they had plans, that they knew that this is the schedule that we're following and this is the curriculum that we're going to learn. And I developed a positive reinforcement disciplinary system where I rewarded them for doing the right things rather than punishing them for doing the wrong things.
Right.
And they were well-behaved. They listened to me. You know, they still were children. You know, they're going to have energy and want to run around and have fun. But they were respectful of me. But I noticed that a lot of times when the parents would enter the room and they would engage the children, that would be the time in which they would start to act out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because because of the fact that the relationships that they had with their parents was disharmonious, and their parents were, a lot of them were very neglectful and disrespectful toward themselves and their children.
Right.
So it was just, it was a very, you know, enlightening experience for me, and I already knew this because my mother spent 15 years teaching daycare.
Okay.
So she already, like, instilled in me a lot of understanding on how to raise children or how to teach children. And, you know, but just experiencing it firsthand, I really got to know that it was not the children. It was definitely the parents because, you know, when they come in, they're perfect.
Yeah.
And they're ready to be molded. They're ready to be guided, but they're perfect and they're whole. It's
right.
When they come into society, when they come into interaction with people that they start, you know, learning, you know, deficiency and dysfunction and disharmony and all this insanity. So, you know, we have to really keep that in mind. Before we go to commercial break, because it is the halfway mark, and I do want to get into some of the calls and the questions because I know we have some really great questions.
Yes.
I do want to ask one specific question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it and how is it that we can nurture our children's natural gifts and talents?
You want me to go into that now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before the break? All right,
mm-hmm.
Well, each vibrational energy has strengths and weaknesses. Each vibrational energy has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
What our children do is they come on a day that themselves and the Most High decided that was for them to be born on. That's that day is their inner child emotional self. When we add up the month, date, and year, that's their purpose. And what I'm talking about is something that we practice in our ancient times and most indigenous cultures. A parent would take their child to a reader or oracle or whatever they were called in their particular culture to find out what this child was supposed to be doing in life and what their purpose was. And see, we've gotten away from that in this westernized culture.
Yeah.
So we don't know who these children are because we're not trying to find out. We're just trying to put anything on them that we say, oh, well, this is what you're going to study just because you're my child. Find out first what their natural talents and their gifts are. Then you can know what kind of books to get them, what kind of studies that they will excel in. Because I think that work and education is not supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be something you struggle with. Yes, it can be challenging so that we can grow, but it should be something we absolutely love. So everyone that's a three vibrational child born in the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th, their strength is in motivating others. They're very sociable, very talkative. They're supposed to learn more languages. So then those type of children should have books, you know, on psychology, books on language arts, you know, something that's going to help them to write better because they should be writing stories. And you'll find that those particular children, those that are the three vibrational children born in the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th, are the ones that like to talk a lot. They're also the children that are visionary, so they may have a lot of dreams. And you can start asking your children before they can speak because, see, they understand you before you can understand them. They're very bright. They understand our language before we understand what they're saying. And you can ask them as a baby, what did you dream about? What did you see? Because, see, they're so close to the other side. Some of them, the five children, in fact, because they learn quickly, they pick up quickly, they communicate quickly, they may just tell you who their other mommy was in another lifetime. So we have to stop thinking about this is the only dimension that exists.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us come back and we have troubles. You know, we have trouble getting here. We may have had C-sections or come through a C-section birth. And usually those are the fours or someone that has four in their chart, whether it's their birthday or their life path or their destiny. When we give children their name, we're giving them their destiny. And the destiny stays the same throughout their lifetime. Once that first name or how you say that first birth name is given, that's set for life. Now, we can change our names later on, and our names will that we change them to will help change our character in some way. That's why when people get married and a wife will take on a husband's name, he'll say down the line, well, you've changed. She's changed because she changed the vibration of her name, but her story will always be the same. And the story is the letters that we walk through each year of our life, the letters, the sequences of the letters of our first, middle, and last name tells us what we're going to be doing, what opportunities there are. That's why the names are so important when we give the children, because it tells us what kind of work they should be doing. So they have their natural talent, their birthday. So they'll be playing certain ways. You give them toys that reflect the type of, how you say, the, what they're going to be doing with their lives. Like if they're a six, there's a healer's. Get them those doctor sets. Get them those, you know, six is also very creative and like to sing. Get them things that have to do with the voice, you know, training the voice, you know, playing an instrument or something. And then with their destiny, the month, date, and year, and you see that, well, you know, they're four, so they need a little structure. So they may be the ones that are going to organize others. You may see them as a young child already organizing the little ones. I remember my granddaughter was 3 years old, and she and my son, they're only like 7 months apart, and they're both in another room. And my granddaughter said to my son, you know, Asad, we're going to be old people one day. And, you know, we don't pay attention to the conversations of these little children who have not been, you know, influenced by the outside media. Mm-hmm. You know, when we allow them and we give them and we provide for them toys with a purpose, because toys are fun, but they need to have a purpose to it, you'll hear conversations between these little people that are more deeper than some of us at 30, 40, and 50 years old. Because they're coming, they're pure. They're very pure when they're younger. As we get older, we're influenced by what we can't do. We're influenced by limitations. We're influenced because, you know, we got this thing on our shoulders. You know, I used to hear people say, well, you got to be better than because you're black. Or you got to be, you know, a certain way because you're a woman. We have to stop putting limitations on us. And our children can see things. Those three children are visionaries. Your seven children are intuitive. Those born in the 7th, the 16th, or the 25th, they're the deep thinkers. You may not understand them because they're observing you all the time, because they're thinking, they're processing things. But they're also the more the mystic ones, the more the philosophers. And so you may get them, you know, more books. They need a library. Even as a little baby, you know, teach that child how to take care of their little books, you know, the books that don't tear up, you know, get them books on nature. You learn so much about life just having children learn about nature, learn about the ocean, the water, you know. And these seven children who like to be alone and like to be private, so when those children are crying or upset, you know, you might want to say, well, maybe you should sit here alone by yourself for a little while. Maybe you want to sit in your room, read a book, or let's put on a National Geographic tape or something with the animals, and not let them have to sit amongst the crowd, because right now they may not be feeling the crowd. They don't want all that space around them. They want to be secure, being in a private place. And then you have your eighth. Now your eighth babies, those are the ones that are born in the 8th, the 17th, the 26th. Those little ones will be telling you what to do, you know, before they can walk. They'll give you a look and motion with their hands where they want you to go, because they're the ones that's going to be ruling everything. They're the ones that like to tell everybody what to do. They're also the ones that adults don't like very much when they're little, because when they're little, their minds are so sharp, they look right through the lies and the illusions that the adults tell them. And then most of the time they open up their mouth and they tell the adults about it, where the adults don't like when you break the illusions, you know, when you crack into who they really are. But that type of child will tell you. So they're the business children. They're the ones that you got to work with them. With, you know, get them little games that have to do with money and managing, you know, how you say, things dealing with architecture or things, how you say, dealing with buildings or banking or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So each number has some value to it. There's no number that's better than the other. And then we nurture that talent in them. That's how we do it, by finding out who they are, by understanding that we gave them opportunities through the names that we give them, and then provide the proper environment, the proper people that are going to be supportive of that child's talent. Some of our teachers today in the schools get offended when a child is smart. You know, they want every child to be like a cookie cutter and to think a certain way, and when that child steps out of that box, they're ready to put them on medication, you know, because... Well, they're bored. They're always moving around. They're bored because the information is too slow for them. You know, it doesn't have meaning to them. So, you know, if you have a child that's a 9, You're going to have to give that child, you know, let that child act, because that's a drama child. That child that's born on the 9th, 18th, or the 27th likes drama. Put them in acting class really young, you know. Mm-hmm. Give them, you know, things that have to do with, you know, people may not like this, but war. And not war in the sense that you want them to beat up people, but they like, you know, artifacts. They like weaponry. So you may, those are the ones that you're going to see running around that makes, how you say, swords out of sticks and stuff like that, you know? Mm-hmm. They're the ones that, because we do need protectors. We do need every aspect and vibrational energy, the ones that are promoters, the 1st, 10th, 19th, and 28th. Those are the ones that are going to promote things. They also are the ones that are adventurers. The inventors. They like to take things and make something different out of it. Those are the ones that you'll see that's always picking up things that are thrown away. You know, you tell them to go and dump the garbage, and they come back with some kind of tool or some kind of device that they're going to make it into something. Because they'll take old information even and make it new and applicable to today's times. You know, you got to look at those children that have those leadership qualities, those pioneers, and that's who they are, okay, the entrepreneurs. And then your twos are the diplomats. They're the ones that want everybody to get along. They don't like different energies around them, you know, that's disharmonious. Those are your psychologists as well, your therapists, you know, they like to study anatomy as far as healing. And you have to understand, these are your two people, your 11 people, your 20, you know, those born in 29, these are your diplomats. They bring understanding to everything. Everybody has to be in accord. If you have someone, or their friends when they're little, two of them are having an argument, that child will step in and say, well, you know what, you're really both saying the same thing, so let's look at this in a different way so y'all can come to a way of agreement. Every number has a purpose, and if we understand this about our children, go get your child red. I do that too. But go get, you know, someone that you can trust, someone. You know, I'm not into those. There's a lot of people that may be manipulators. You know, they're trying to manipulate it for a certain way. You know, you have to interview the people that do the readings just like you interview other people and understand, you know, look at the track record. You know, who can you get information from that knows or they have, you know, provided services? Because we have to build, we have to do better, and we have to challenge each other to do better. And that's what I like about the group that we have. You know, there's some things that I may put out there, you know, Monica or Fahimi, they may look at it and like, okay, I'm not really agreeing with this. We need to look at this in a different way. You know, then I have to pull back and like, you know what, they write. You know, I put this out there, but it may be some better information that presents it in a better way than what I posted. So I look at, we all help to balance each other out. And we do have women, too, that have had C-sections, and they're welcome. I have people that come on the post and they want to do VBAC or they want to understand, you know, even those that have done epidurals, like, okay, they're itching and they're wondering why. Who else on the post has had an epidural and how to deal with it in a natural way? We don't condemn how people want to have their births because everybody is different. All the circumstances are different. We just support women and help women to understand their bodies, help women to understand their babies, help women to understand their partners. We love for the men to participate. We have men in our group. We have men, because sometimes the men are the ones who may think of it first. You know, someone had mentioned about men being the more responsible ones. Men and women, we all have our weaknesses and our strengths, and a lot depends not so much on the women as a group, but we have to look at individual, what happened in that person's life, so the reason why they're acting like that, you know, and what we have to do to nurture them to their higher self. Because most of us have gone through some kind of problem in our childhood, and what they used to say when I was growing up, and I'm 56, they used to say, what you do to a child goes away, they'll forget. And I've learned over the years that that's not true. What you do to a child is forever. What mothers do while they're eating with a child inside their womb is forever. It's going to affect their adult health. It's going to affect their adult relationships. So we have to really open our minds, you know, and really look at this whole creative process of giving birth to ideas through our children, you know, and how we handle each other. Because we do have the opportunity to build greatness, to feel greatness, to love each other, and to teach our children that, you know what, if you want to make it rain, do your meditations and focus. You know, if you want to go and get a crystal out the ground, go dig it up. You're the next scientist, you know, and transmit that energy through the quartz, because that's what they're using is quartz in these computers, you know, and all this technology. But then we look at the stones and the crystals and we think, oh, it's just a piece of jewelry, it just looks good. No, our ancestors wore these pieces of jewelry and these stones like you have on your, you know, your Facebook page, because it helps us either mentally think deeper, to come up with some ideas, to help with healing in a physical way, to help with healing in a mental way. And this is these are the sciences that we need to teach our children. And not to depend on these artificial things or these things that have been put out there but didn't really follow universal law, so they're not made to last for a long time. Mm-hmm. Because when we built our homes centuries and thousands of years ago, they are opening up the earth now, and they're seeing that these palaces and these things that we created that was in harmony with the earth is still intact. Whereas we're going to have a tornado come by right now and just blow all these houses away. But the way that we constructed things in our ancient time that we are now rediscovering, they were whole. We have to get back to wholeness. We have to get back to universal laws. And we have to listen to the children, because some of these children, especially those that have been brought up to be spiritual children, are not just getting information from the schools. They're going into the universe. They're going into the Akashic Records. And now they're coming back and they're telling us things. And we're like, that's not real. Where did you get that from? How do you know this? And we'll mock them. And now science is telling you that there's other planets out there besides this galaxy. There's creatures that you thought was folklore that they're starting to see signs and capturing pictures of them. There's a lot of things that the children, they may not see in this world, but they may travel to another world, and then they bring that information back to us. So as parents, we got to stop stifling our children and look at that little 2-year-old or that little 1-year-old who's trying to communicate with you. Take time to get down on your knees with them and let them know that you can be on their level. And while they're playing, you think they're playing, but they're really teaching you something. We got to really look at the signs.
Definitely. Well, on that note, I want to take this commercial break, and we will be right back to take questions. We only have 12 minutes left on the live stream, so I do suggest that if you want to listen to the rest of this show, because I'm sure we will run over the time, call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Again, that's 917-932-8881. We're going to get into these commercials. All right.
Ladies. It's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Having trouble losing weight? Feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy, and stressed? Peace, family. This is Tay Queen here to tell you about the Inside Body 30-Day Challenge. This incredible health and weight loss program is designed uniquely for your body chemistry. This treatment plan corrects your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, restoring your body, mind, and spirit back to optimum health and wellness, creating a happier and more harmonious you. All for an affordable one-time program fee of $75, which includes an individualized whole-body meal treatment plan. Also try the Inside Body Herbal Garden Tea Formula. These all-natural tea formulas can be used as a daily supplement to increase waist loss by cleansing the digestive system organs, as well as buildup of mucus and regulating your body's elimination. So order your teas today for the reasonable price of $15 per half-ounce bag, shipping and handling included. For more information on how to get started on your challenge, or to learn more about our garden tea formulas, visit www.insidebodybyconcier.com. That's www.insidebodybyconcier.com. Contact Inside Body through the email conciersauce@ymail.com. Call them at 717-943-5025 or like them on facebook.com/healeyself. That's HEALEYESELF. Don't forget to mention you heard about the challenge through Conversations with the Queen and receive your free tea formula when you sign up. So stay healthy, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay woke.
I stay woke. 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right. We are back. Those are our commercials. And if you are interested in advertising through Conversations with the Queen, definitely hit me up. My email me at taequeen, T-A-E-Q-U-E-E-N, at hotmail.com. Again, that's T-A-E-Q-U-E-E-N at hotmail.com. And you can hit me up there and find out more information about advertising with us. All right, we're back on live discussing holistic parenting with the master teacher here, Lydia, and we are going to get into some of these questions. We do have some callers with their hand raised. If you have a comment or question, please do call in with your comments or questions. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. We'll only be on the live stream for 9 more minutes. And but I believe we're just going to go over because this great information is here and we need to get through these questions. So the first caller is from the 404 area code. Caller from the 404 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions? Hello.
Hello.
Yep. You're live.
Oh, greetings. My name is Afua. Greetings, and I just wanted to say a comment, which is actually that, you know, I'm very grateful to have found out and hear about all this beautiful information, and this isn't really, I'm not going to say information, but just a whole new lifestyle of, you know, being connected with the youth and the children, and, you know, I know that I'm still young, but I've always felt like, you know, when I have children, I want it to connect with them and connect with their spirits and bring out the gifts that they have and the talents that they have because it's within them. And so, you know, kind of being there to guide them and to help bring that out of them is just, you know, awesome. And to learn how and all the different ways and, you know, the patience it takes and the stepping back and the listening and the actually, you know, being with them, it takes a lot of time and a lot of, you know, connecting with them. And I know in this society, it tries to, like, get everybody to be so busy and, you know, prioritize just everything else. And sometimes you do have to sit down and really actually watch what's going on or have a conversation or just listen to what they're saying or, you know, start doing what they're doing or, you know, get down there and play with them too. So, like, I know because I have a younger brother who's like two and a half, and you know, he has a whole nother, you know, he just has this energy about him, and he's very, very wise. And you know, just kind of sitting and being with him, or even playing with him, or even when he goes outside, you know, just taking the time to kind of study or think about their spirits and how they've come here and the journey they've been on and getting to know them and, you know, helping to bring all that out. So I just want to say that I appreciate everything and I want to learn more and grow in that way. So thank you.
Thanks, Sister Afua. And how old are you?
I'm 19.
Very good, very good. And you're working with your little brother. And when's your little brother's birthday?
His birthday is April 21st.
The 21st, so yes, he's definitely a visionary. And, you know, ask him his dreams sometimes of what he sees, you know, and have him start drawing, you know, get, you know, if he's not putting things in his mouth right now, get him some of those larger crayons and have him draw and see what he draws. Because sometimes children, especially with the three vibrational like his, they may see auras, they may see colors around, you know, the people, like sometimes the children will draw and we'll say, oh, that's not, that person is not red or that person is not yellow. But what they're seeing is the energy around the person. And then you can help him to develop his talents that way, you know, because we need more seers to come through. We definitely, this is a time where we need the children to really be able to honor what they see and not be afraid of it. A lot of these shows that come on television makes us afraid of the natural powers that we were given. So, with him, and your birthday is when?
My birthday is March 12th.
See, you're like that, too. You know, you're a powerful seer as well. I want you to start writing your dreams down, okay? And I thank you so much. You hear me?
Yes.
Afua?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear what I said about writing your dreams down?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to be comfortable also and take notes so you can see which ones are coming true and which ones have a deeper message for you, you know? Okay?
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for calling in. I love hearing from our younger generation, you know, and because I used to listen to my grandmother. She used to talk to me, you know, when I was like 8 years old, and she was like in her 50s, and she shared with me all kinds of things. And it's important that we understand the value between the older generation and the younger generation and find that place where we can come together and work with each other instead of, you know, people talk about, well, I don't like old people, you know, they talk too much, or the older people saying, well, I don't like younger people because they're disrespectful. We just have to work with each other and find that place where we can hear each other out and we'll learn to embrace each other more. And I absolutely love you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for calling in. Peace. All right, we have a caller from the 647 area code. Caller from the 647 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, Queen, and peace, Sister Ladia.
Yes.
My name is Aditha. And I just wanted to keep it really short and sweet, but I just really appreciate everything that you're doing. You are on point. That is exactly what we need right now. If I'll just throw in a couple of things just to qualify what you're saying, just to let listeners know how right this Sister Ladia is in terms of the solution, getting the children to reconnect with the source or with the holistic approach to things. Because she was explaining about us using the crystals and stuff to us to get connected back to them and have our children get connected back with crystals. Because, and then she mentioned to say that we got to get back with our ancestors. Well, from what I understand so far, the crystals are our ancestors. For all elements that are in creation are elements that make up ourselves. So these are things that were put together to formulate us. So they are our ancestors. Likewise, too, bonding has been the major thing that's been cut from us. Our ability to bond with each other, with ourselves, with our mothers, with our sisters. And melanin is actually the nucleus of every single cell, and it's that what creates the bonding. So everything that you're doing, sister, I mean, I'm sure that you know, but from even someone who does other activities, that's the same conclusion that we come to as well, is the fact that we got to just reconnect to the infinite source that is holistic. So we got to, and since I was, we were trying to connect to the source or to the things that make up us, our children are the things that also make up us. So I repeated everything you said. I just wanted the listeners to know that how on point and how effective and how we need to be putting what you're doing in the forefront of whatever group is out there, whatever mission, whatever the destination is, and that's the vehicle. It is through the family, through the children, and listening to the source in which we come from. So just keep doing your thing. Please.
Yes. Thanks. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
All right, so that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, and Sister Ladia, may I ask you if you have any advice for January 8th born?
Oh, an 8th child. An 8th child is, like I said earlier, it's a business person. It's a child that would like to be in control. They like to supervise others. They're the, you know, some people call them the bossy children. But actually, they're just so focused on what needs to be done. They can look at a situation and assess it very easily. And so they'll not only tell the children, but they also may tell the teachers. Now, they may get in trouble at school if the teachers don't understand. And that's why, you know, it's important for teachers to know this kind of work as well, you know, not just the parents, but also the teachers that are out there, you know, to look at new ways of teaching our children. But an 8th child, you need to put them in charge of things. You need to have them in control of to make them feel worthy and valuable. They're the ones that just have an idea about how to make things work. They can see things and they can see what's wrong at a glance, and they'll say, okay, this needs to be fixed, or this needs, you know, you need to get right on this. Don't be mad at them, because, you know, if we don't have those particular children grow up to be the managers, the business owners, you know, if you don't break their spirit, and you have to be really careful about people breaking the 8th spirit, because they want to break them down when they're younger. They're okay when they get older. But when they're young and the adults hear an 8th child speak, they get upset because they say, know your place. See, we don't have a place now for our children. We need to let our children express themselves to bring us up into this new world that we're creating, that they're creating. Because, you know, we want to hold ourselves back and hold them back. We got to stop holding each other back. Let the children grow. Yes, they still need guidance. Yes, they still need boundaries and those things. They still need to be taught tolerance, respect. All those things are important. Well, at the same time, let them exercise the gifts that the Most High has given them. And for the 8th child, that child is a child that's a business person. So get them, you know, get their bank accounts or whatever. If they want to have their own bartering system, teach them about bartering, how important bartering is. We need to get away from thinking that everything is about the green money, when really in a different way of like, okay, well, if you're valuable, you have this, you produce this, this is what I'm producing. Let that 8th child study that about how we can get back into our ancient ways of validating each other with what it is that we need, you know, as a community. Okay?
Okay, that was ultra. So for the record, for the listeners, that was so on point. I'm going to actually go back and listen to this again. I'm going to record it down because that was divine. I'm going to contact you.
Yes,
I have a rites of passage program going on up here, and we just got a new location, so there's more room for growth and stuff. And, sister,
we need
your energy up here. So I'm going to contact you.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. Tell me, who am I speaking with again? Who are you?
Who's this?
Say it again.
Adisa L., yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Peace and blessings,
sir. Peace, queen.
Peace. All right. We have another caller from the 347 area code. Caller from the 347 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions? 347 area code.
Okay.
All right. I guess they're just listening. All right. Caller.
That's how it works. You just see the numbers and then you call them out. That's how it is? Okay.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, too, what happens is people raise their hands by accident. They don't know. It's okay. All right. So call it from the 213 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes. I have two questions. Peace. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, my first question is that what type of literature would be something real positive to raise up a woman vibration? Well, raise up a child vibration during the pregnancy.
During when? The pregnancy?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about raising a woman's vibration up in the child
And the child, while he in the child still in the womb.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of meditation is helpful. And doing a lot of deep breathing and creating an environment that's peaceful. A woman needs to have peace in her environment so that she can establish that bond early on with the child in the womb. And the brother, you know, mentioned about the crystals and connected with our ancestors. You know, the quartz is powerful, and our bodies are made up of all the elements of the earth. So that's why we're so in tune with it. Certain stones, like the quartz crystal, has different ones for different things. I would suggest that she get a record keeper quartz, and in a record keeper quartz, you see little pyramids inside of it. You look at the face of it, and you may see these little pyramids all over the place. Those are the record keepers, and she could, like, meditate, learn how to do the meditation using, you know, some people get overwhelmed, you know, there's just so much going on, and we need to take a break and listen to the music. I like Native American flutes because it really calms, and we look at music therapy.
Me too.
There's certain ones that really, really help us to balance, you know, the energy. It flows through us, you know. And so I always recommend the flutes, the Native American flutes, you know, some of the drumming, different sounds that we can look at to calm her. Now, there's certain numbers that have certain, how you say, energy or like the A sound or, you know, I'm not a musician, but you have your different notes. So you want to look at that too. So you want to make sure that you know who the mother is and what really calms her based on her vibrational energy. And then you want to look at, you know, because if you have her calm and her peaceful, the baby's going to be peaceful too. Okay, that's how
the
you
literature, raise that mm-hmm. could really
Excuse
reflect.
Me, literature?
Yes, yeah, about literature. Literature that could really help reflect that would be anything that's talking about any of those things that she just talked about. Crystal literature, creative visualization literature is really great because, like, the whole thing that we went through talking about how we want to focus and manifest our intent. So anything is actually a really great book called Creative Visualization.
Yeah.
That book would be a great book to have her read. Any spiritual text or,
definitely.
You know, depending on if you have a religion or if you're not religious, regardless, any type of spiritual text would be something that's great for her to focus on.
And when she reads, she's reading to the baby, you know, and tell her to read out loud because the baby hears. One of the first organs to develop in a baby is the ear, and then it's going through the water in her womb, the amniotic fluid. So when she's reading, you read to the baby. You read to the baby also, so the baby's familiar with your voice. But she's absolutely correct. Creative visualization is great. There's several books out there that you can go on. And sometimes on one of my sites, I do have a listing of different books, so I put that out there. Generally, I do that when we're working one-to-one with a client. But the information is there. Go to our Facebook page, When You Teach a Woman, You Teach a Nation, and you'll find a lot of resources there. Okay? And if it's not there today, it'll be there tomorrow.
Another question. Say, for example, if I wanted to have a son, I ran across some information a few years back that it was some kind of Chinese lunar calendar or some kind of birth chart they got mm-hmm. going on where you have a baby during certain days or whatever. I was wondering, is that, like, balanced out? Is it correct?
I'm not familiar with that. Are you familiar with that, Queen?
I'm not familiar with
the Chinese style. I do know that, you know, scientifically you have your swimmers. The males are faster swimmers and the female are slower swimmers in regards to the sperm. And so you want to make sure that she knows her fertile days. And I don't know how accurate any of these sciences are, but you want to make sure in dealing with this that she knows her fertile days, that you know when she's fertile, the different signs of fertility based on the lunar calendar, which is what the woman's body is based on, a 28-day cycle. And you want to have her start charting the cycle and then charting her body. The body, how you say, fluids that come from her can tell you whether she's fertile or non-fertile. And also, you know, just, you know, your foods. I think there was something also about whether the body is acidic or alkaline. You know, it's different. There are different sciences out there. And do you have girls already or something?
No, I want a girl. I got two boys.
Oh.
But I'm working. Get a girl.
Okay, it's because you asked about boys, so you asked about boys, so you're trying to get another boy, or I'm not certain why. But anyway, the important thing is to not to think when a woman is pregnant, not to think in terms of whether the child is male or female. Think in terms mm-hmm. of raising a higher consciousness being that's coming through, and no matter what their gender is, that they're going to be powerful. and that all the things that you can put into a male child, you can put into a female child, because we have had powerful female rulers, you know, Hatshepsut, Nandi, we can name so many, Nzinga, so many of them that did very powerful things. So I generally caution people to think about whether they're going to have a male or a female child, because we also don't want to confuse the child, because if it's a male child in the womb and you're thinking female, then the child comes out and, you know, it's always supposed to behave like a female, or you have a female child in the womb and you're thinking male, and so the child comes out like that. So you want to make sure we don't create confusion before the child even gets here. So we just think in terms of whatever gender the child is inside of the womb, it's respected, it's loved, and we're teaching it higher sciences before it comes, so that when it comes out, it's ready to teach us.
Okay. Last question. I lost my last dream book, and since then I haven't been able to go to Aswan. They don't have no dream books. And Shades of Africa, I couldn't find no dream books. So I want to know, like, do you have any ideas of one of the best dream books out there?
My grandmother was a seer, and she would have dreams, and she would share them with me. And her mother, before her, was one of the community women. She's indigenous to this country, and they will go to her for information. I'm an empath. I feel. I don't see. I feel. My son, he sees. He's been able to help some people with their dreams or with, you know, signs that they were having with the animals. He's able to do that. The book, based on what you were asking me, that I know of that I will sometimes use as a reference is Zolar's Encyclopedia of Dreams. And I don't know if that's the best book on the market, but it was the best book for me, because when I started looking through a lot of the different dream books, I found that one to be more of what my grandmother used to tell me when she had dreams and what it was about. So that's why I chose Zolar's, Zolar's Encyclopedia Dictionary Book of Dreams.
Okay. All right. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. I hope that was helpful. Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Did you
we
have
do
any
have another
books,
huh?
Queen? Did you
do have any?
Any
books on dreams? No.
Okay.
That's not me. That's more my mom.
Oh, your mom too? Okay.
Yeah. All right. We do have a caller from the 508 area code. Caller from the 508 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, Queen.
Peace.
Hello, sister. Nadia, I am pleased once again from tuning in. And this is a short question. I'd love to know what my vibrational energy is. I was born on April 2nd.
You're second. You're kind of like us, you know, the queen and I. You're
queen.
A two vibrational energy. And with the two vibrational energy, you pick up on other people's stuff very easily. Sometimes you can be considered moody. Moody because it's not your stuff. You're picking up on somebody else's stuff. You need to drink more water to help flush other people's energies away from you. If you go into a meeting, you need to drink a lot of water during that meeting time because you're picking up on other people's energies. And you need to eat more salads. Salads will help you to also flush away other people's things and peel away. You need more like watermelons or melons, you know, whatever winter melons they are. You need a lot of water and a lot of watery foods to help you to balance out. Also, eucalyptus oil is good for you as well. Eucalyptus, I think spearmint is also another one for your particular vibration. But you got to stop being a victim. Sometimes the two vibrational energy will do things, and then what we do, we forget that we initiated certain circumstances, and we want to blame everybody else for the circumstances that we're in. So we have to, our weakness is being a victim or feeling victimized all the time instead of being empowered. So I want you to be more empowered by understanding that you do have a lot of power. You are the peacemaker. You are the diplomat. And so all you have to do is really eat the right food to help bring balance, okay? Is that good for you?
Yes, it was. This is beautiful. Thank you, Queen, for having this show. And I believe this has been the best show by far. I love the other ones, and I'm going to listen in again. Is there any literature that I can refer back to this?
Refer back to what I'm saying to you? You can go to my website, healthwealthandromance.com, and there's a page on there that says Food by the Numbers, okay? And you can get this information on that particular link. Just look for the number 2. Are you there?
Yeah, okay. healthwealthandromance.com.
Yeah.
It's on the blog.
All right. Okay, peace, queen.
Hey.
All right, caller from the 336 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, queen. Say, how are you?
Peace.
My name is Benita Hall. Miss Ladita, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Mrs. Benita Hall, with a V.
B as in boy.
Oh, Benita Hall. How are you doing? Thank you so much for calling this evening.
Thank you. I had a question. Well, I have a question about, I have 2 children born on the 11th and 1 child born on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And my birthday is November the 5th. In my household, we are always, you know, clashing and arguing. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm having a hard time bringing everybody together as one. So how can I get my vibrations in tune with everybody else's?
Well, you know, Queen and I mentioned earlier about the Native American flutes and music.
Mm-hmm.
Most
I love
children
that,
that I work with really calm down to that type of music, you know?
Okay.
And also ocean sounds, the sounds of nature, especially dealing with water, the ocean, and streams and stuff, you know? That helps to calm the environment. Now your 2 children, you say they're born on the 11th, 2 of them?
Mm-hmm. So
you know, they're very sensitive energy, and you know, and if you're going through things, they're going to pick up on it. And who is the 20? You're born on the 5th, you say?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
You have to understand how to be still sometimes, because you're on a go all the time.
Yeah,
and you have
mom.
To slow down, and you have to, like, really, you know, take care of yourself as well, because sometimes, you know, you forget that, like, you know, once you have the children, you forget to take care of you, to have your time. And this is when we need those mother circles or those family members that we can trust, because you just need to go get some massages. You know, massages really help you with when you're overwhelmed, because sometimes you can't sleep. You know, you have this, you know, you're, what they call insomnia. So I'm not a doctor, and I don't prescribe medicines or anything like that, but for educational purpose, you might want to study about hops, the herb hops, because that helps to calm. And hops is the same herb that they put in beer. You know, a lot of people drink beer to relax. But you can get hops and then put honey in it, you know, and water, and make a tea. So you being calm will help your children. And the one that's born on the 25th, that's a 7 vibration. They need their private space. Sometimes, we have children, and because we have a few of them, we think that they all need to be getting along in one space. That 7 child needs to meditate off to themselves, you know? And when when that 7 gets that personal time, then they'll come back and they'll be ready to work with some of the other children. But they have to have that personal time. And that one is really good with the ocean sounds and the meditation with the water. That child will do really, really well with that. Okay? So on our Facebook page, When You Teach a Woman, Teach a Nation, there is, in the files, there are suggestions of music therapy, you know, relaxation music and things, and we have put that link together for you so that you can go on and go to the ocean or go to the water, and you know, and use your computer with the speakers and stuff to calm the energy in the room just by clicking on those links that we have for you for meditation.
Okay.
Teach our children how to do that and to be still and to enjoy, and they really love it. My son's been meditating since he was very young, and he loves it. It also helps them to understand how to create boundaries and how to be still and without being disturbed by others, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I hope that was helpful.
Also, if I may suggest too, a stone that will be really, really good in that situation, citrine crystal, you can either get a tumbled stone for the kids, because tumbled stones are the most durable stones, so they'd be able to play with it and have fun with it. and you can just tell them, you know, it's a little tossing stone or relaxation stone or whatever the case may be. And when they go and do the meditations, they can hold that stone because that stone soothes disharmony and discord in any relationships, family, business, anything like that. And it's also a good stone for prosperity and harmonizing one's own energy.
That's perfect.
All right.
Thanks, ladies.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye. We do have two more callers. The next caller I'm going to take is a caller from the 608 area code. Caller from the 608 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes. I just want to say thank you very much for having this show. It's been very powerful. It's given me a lot of inspiration. This is Mother with Wisdom. And I just want to say thank you.
Okay. This is Mother with Wisdom?
Yes.
Oh, greetings. How are you?
Greetings. Namaste. I am well. Thank you.
Glad to have you call in.
Thank you. I wanted to ask Lydia what she picks up for I'm born May the 1st. So just what she picks up for me.
Okay, so with the first, being the first, you're very inventive. That's the inventive number, the pioneer number, coming up with new ideas for things. And also what I'm picking up is there's some stifleness in you. I'm picking up something in my throat area. It sounds or it feels like there's some things that you want to say that you're not saying, maybe something that you're going through. I would say, use patchouli oil, essential oil, because that helps with confidence and that helps with, even though you're probably a reader yourself, and I think that you are, sometimes we need others to talk to. I know I do sometimes, you know, when I'm going through some of my things, I need a different perspective, you know, because I may be too emotionally involved in something and need another person's view, and I guess that's why you're calling in right now. But what I'm picking up is that there's a little blockage in your throat area, which would be the blue area as well, having to express some things or having to get to the truth of something that's going on. So patchouli will give you the confidence, but I think, Tay Queen, as far as the stone, would that which blue stone would that be for her?
Lapis or aquamarine?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, lapis.
Mm-hmm.
Lapis is, and you hit it dead on the head. I'm just getting past a relationship and they don't want to let go and
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say certain things, so you hit it on the head with that, and I just want to say thank you.
Just thanks and
I will give
you some. Yeah, take care of yourself too. I know that's very challenging, you know, especially the relationships are very challenging for both male and female and, you know, whatever the relationship is, because, you know, We don't understand that always. We choose the relationships for the lessons that we have to learn. Each relationship gives us something. We're always looking at the end of a relationship how we're feeling bad about something or, you know, we don't know how to let go. We need to wish each other peace, thank them for showing up in our lives, want the best for them, and understand that they showed up for a reason because if they didn't, there would not have been the attraction. And sometimes relationships have to do with a past time, you know, another lifetime. That
was our situation.
Yeah, and so when it's time to end, you know, we need to know, you know, if we're not working in harmony together anymore, if we're not having peaceful time together and we've tried everything that we can try, then it's time to end. You know, for me, I don't believe until death do us part, and I see there's a lot of people being killed. I think, you know, a colleague of mine's niece was just killed yesterday that was in a violent relationship. We need to help our young people understand in relationships that we don't need to control each other. We can work together in harmony. And when there's disharmony, it's okay to seek advice from an outsider to help us on the right way. I always like to use the sciences, our ancient sciences, as far as the mathematical, you know, the numerology. There's other sciences out there, the you know, the Mayan Oracle, we use that as well. You know, some people use astrology. But there are so many tools that we can look at and then assess why are we together in the first place. What does our chart say? And are we following that? Because a lot of times we'll even get charts, but then we turn away from the charts. We never look at it again. So when things come up, we don't really know how to deal with it. Well, numerology helps you to create a balance. It helps you to understand the vibrations so that we can create balance in our lives. And if it's time, because we got to look at our cycles as well, you know, if this is a cycle, that means I need to do a lot of self-reflection. I'm not talking right now, but the person feels, you know, like we're putting them on the outside. We have to explain to them, like, it's not you, but I'm in a cycle where I have to take care of me right now. You know, or this is a cycle that we have to come to terms with what the relationship's about. And if we're not moving forward in this relationship, then we need to let it go so that we can both continue to grow and nurture. Or if it's where we need to just get over this cycle right now, and the next cycle would be okay, we need to acknowledge that too. But we don't have enough communication going. There's probably a lot of things that you see and understand that they may not understand, which is making your voice like that because I'm feeling you, you know.
Yeah, I'm an empath too, so I know you're on point. I've been seeing one more thing, I know you've got another caller, CA, just so I'll hurry up. I've been seeing 222 everywhere. Everywhere mm-hmm. I turn for the past 5 days or so, I've been seeing 222.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, twos represent unity. They represent diplomacy. Okay, so you may need a little peace in your life as well, okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I do offer services as far as reading, you know, health, wealth, and romance, and it's on Sister's blog, you know, my link. So I do offer consultation services, so we may need to go deeper by having a consultation for you, okay?
Sounds good. I got your information.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Give thanks.
All right.
Respect.
Thank you. All right, peace. All right, we have another caller from the 817 area code. Caller from the 817, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say thank you, and I'm new. My name is Trinity.
You're new.
I have a
Trinity.
Question.
What's new?
I mean,
Trinity.
I'm a newbie to this language.
Okay. Trinity, when's your birthday?
2/4/65.
A four. Well, what I know about the fours are things have to be proven to you. You don't just accept it. You know, you're listening to us, but like you say, you're new to this, and you have to come to a place where it makes sense to you. Fours don't accept things very easily. You have to analyze it, observe it, see how it fits into your life. You know, fours are what we call the skeptics. But once you got it, you know, then you're the best, you know, at promoting it, using it, you know, as a foundation because you're a foundational person and orderly person. Fours are the people that like to create order. Things have to run just right, you know, and because you're the problem solvers. Fours are the problem solvers. So you have to make sure that it's right for you. You have to see how it fits into your life. So I can understand, you know, when you say this is a new language, like, okay, is this real? You know, how can I prove this is real?
Okay.
You know, that's
right.
That's you. But geranium
oil. Numerology?
Say that again? This is I speak in terms of numerology. I also do I Ching readings and, you know, Mayan oracle readings. But my expertise and what's most passionate about is the numerology. And that's what I've been studying for 15 years. Okay.
Well, I have two questions. If if you have the time,
do we, Queen? Do we have the time?
We do. Keep it brief.
Make it quick.
Okay. Okay. I've recently done a chart, and my past life. Progressions have come up. It's been like doing surgery on my soul. It's always, the balance with family. I've been the father and the mother. And recently, with I'm getting back to the parenting thing, and I'm 47, so I'm not talking about a baby. But with my daughter, each time there's a new significant other that comes into her life that has a belief system, she switches, and she takes the grandbaby away, you know, and she's getting ready to put him in public school. They were at church, and one of my past life experiences have been I've actually witnessed children's sacrifices. So this is bothering me internally, you know, to a degree that is so, it's extreme, you know. And so what would you suggest? I know let go and those types of things. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I don't really suggest things without knowing a person's chart. You know, I hear what you're saying, but it sounds deeper than for me to just go on air right now and try to tell you some things to do. I know to balance yourself, like I was saying earlier, is geranium oil, geranium with some lemon in it, so that you can help hormonally balance yourself so that these things don't bother you as much. You know, the children come through us, but they're not ours, you know?
Yes.
And I know you've heard, you know, those kind of sayings. She has to live her own life. We're the how you say, the gateway for the spirits to come through or the beings to come through, and we teach them, and we're here to show them certain ways, but then they have their own path. And the things that you went through in your past life, you know, you can look at it now and analyze it and see why you had to go through that, what lesson, you know, each life we come through, we got to look at the lesson from the past life. How is that going to further you? Because you're not, you and her are two separate beings. So what she does is for herself, and what you do is for yourself to move forward in your life and to grow. But I would have to look at your chart to see what's going on with you and how you're supposed to handle yourself dealing with her, but not so much what you're supposed to do with her. The readings that I do is all about self-development, not about trying to, you know, help someone else other than who calls me, and I work with them.
Okay, and that's on the website. I just had it up.
Just when you say it's on your blog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
On the blog, it's in the group. I posted it on the fan page. It's everywhere.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for staying over. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to take this. We have two last callers. Very briefly, you guys, do want to wrap this show up. We have another caller from the 240 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Any question or comment?
Hold tap, Queens. This is Natasha from out of Baltimore. I want to say thank you for the show on holistic parenting. And I have a question. I have two children, one born on the 29th, one born on the 22nd. And I'm 27 years old. Unfortunately, they don't live in my household, and they have two separate caretakers, one biological and one is adopted. And they know who I am, and the situation has calmed down as far as my relationship that I'm not in anymore with their father. But I just wanted to know any tips that you would have on enhancing the bonding and communication to keep that open. It's going good so far, but I just want to keep that open and bond with them more, be able to communicate.
You want to communicate with those children more than what you're doing now?
Yes. And
okay.
Just keep it.
So what you're doing now is working?
Yes.
Okay. Well, keep doing that.
if it's working,
continue to do that. You know, when you're asking me, you see, when Queen, maybe you can help her in certain ways, but for me, I look at you. I can't look at them. You gave me their numbers, but you want to know how to stay with them, even though you're not in the same household. That's a different, that's for me, that's, I have to help you be balanced, you know, because I'm talking to you. So you tell me what your number is, okay? What is your birthday?
22, December 22nd.
So you're the 22nd, and also the other child is the 22nd, and the other one is the 29th, correct?
Yes.
You're 22. So you're a 4, and you're a master number, and that means that you're mastership at solving problems. So you already know what it is that you need to do, and that's why what you're doing right now is working for you, and you just maintain, because you can look at things, and, you know, 4s are also good once they understand the sciences behind these different techniques. You master them yourself. So you just, you know, keep an open mind, you know, be balanced. You know, use your oils, drink your green, you know, eat your green foods like okra and spinach, and, you know, that can help keep you balanced. And as long as you're balanced and you already seem to have a relationship with the father that's allowing you to still communicate with the younger children, as long as you stay and not be too forceful, you know, and not be dogmatic, because 22s can be that way, the 4s, So then things will work out. So, you know, just see things working out. Don't create something, you know, out of fear, but you've already given that blessing to still be in those children's lives. True?
Yeah.
Okay. So be confident about that. If you need a little confidence boost, you can get your jasmine oil, because that's about love. It's about self-love, and it's about spiritualizing love. So you may need to kind of spiritualize that love around you, maybe get some jasmine, mix it up with a little bit of lemon for focus, you know, and be thankful. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. I want to say, too, that, you know, I mentioned some of the sisters that helped me advise on our When You Teach a Woman, Teach a Nation, Pre-Birth Parenting Facebook page. And we have one that was away for a while, and I forgot to mention her, but that's Sister Asiya Marihari Aurora Muhammad. And she does a lot more with the spiritual properties of things and, you know, helping us to realize different through visualizations and meditations and, you know, things like that. So she's also a part of our group. And so we're women from different backgrounds, you know, different expertise, and we're here to service the community through our page. We all have our own different products and things like that that I'll post as well. So if people want to contact us individually, you know, on the Facebook page and through our websites, that's also available. But we're absolutely love parenting. We love mothering. We love women and children. We love our partners, our husbands, you know. So it's a group to help parents, the mothers and the fathers, to be more in balance and in tune with each other, to help us to eat better, think better, understand the medical practices in regards to our rights and stuff like that, especially when it comes to vaccinations, but just to be maintain a healthy, wholesome, holistic lifestyle. So
okay.
Want everyone to really, you know, just come and check us out. If you have a question, if we don't have the answer, we have the ones in there that will do the research to look it up for you, and we actually enjoy that, you know. So anything having to do with your children from conception, even before you have the child, as Sister Fool called earlier, you know, I was thinking about children when I was 14, didn't really have my first one until I was 19. So it's never too early. You know, Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, she was like 14 years old. It's never too early to think about how to be a parent, who you are as a person and what type of parenting skills that you were born with, and then produce those children who are wholesome, who are raised to understand themselves and be empowered. So I want to thank everyone, and thank you so much for allowing me to come on your program and have this wonderful time. I enjoyed it, and I look forward to be able to engage further with you with so many things that you're doing that I love. I looked at your page as well. And because I also talk to parents about getting the stones and, you know, about necklaces and things like that for their particular vibrational energy, we're going to be looking to you for that, Sister Queen. And I want to say that my son, I have a picture of him on his website when he was 10 months old playing with the stones, you know, the crystals and the stones, and absolutely captivated his mind. You know, I waited till he wasn't putting things in his mouth. And he's been working with stones, and now he goes with Brother Kwame Sunhorse, and they go up to the hills, and they dig up their own quartz crystals. So this is something that empowers us and balances us, and just want to thank you so much. I've had a good time.
Thank you for being here. Just give out the website one more time and let them know how they can get in contact with you and acquire your services.
Okay. My website is healthwealthandromance.com. Our Facebook page is When You Teach a Woman, You Teach a Nation. My phone number is 770-912-5800.
Okay.
And so we offer a variety of services. And if you have questions, just, you know, contact us in regards to parenting, you know, for that first, through conception, through that first year of life, you know. Post it on our page, and if we can answer it, we'll do that for you. If not, we refer you to another group page, because there are other parenting group pages out there. But, you know, we like to share. We're not selfish. We're very giving women. So thank you so much.
Thank you for spending this time with us and giving us your time and your energy.
Okay. Peace and blessings to you all.
Blessings to you, too. Peace.
Peace.
All right. I'm going to take it out with a little bit of Lauryn Hill, Zion. But before I do, I just want to invite you to visit us again on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. You can also like us on Facebook. Our fan page is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. You can also follow me over on Twitter at @TayQueen, excuse me. And you can also find out more about the Gemini Creations, which is the gemstone page that I do on facebook.com/GEMINEYE Creations. All right. Do join us again next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more Conversations with the Queen. All right. It's been great. Peace, blessings, and so much love.
One day, I'm gonna understand. Zion.
Let me pray to keep you from the perils that will surely come.